Speaker, the CEO of Export Barbados, Mark Hill, expressed the view that what he calls the bioeconomy has the potential to earn Barbados some $5 billion. But how much of that can be generated by Barbadian-owned enterprises? A question we put to him.
So in our data sets, we have five different categories. We have tier one through to tier five. The tier ones are primarily the foreign-owned companies and some of the big companies like Gutters Group inside of tier one. And they carry the bulk of the to be exports, to be very honest. So tier one, which is about six companies, they do pretty much about 55% of overall exports. Then there's tier two, which are some locally owned companies, some foreign owned companies, and then they carry about another 20%. And then we find that the small and medium-sized businesses that actually indigenously owned, locally owned, are only carrying around 30% of that exports growth. So a lot of our programs that we design is targeted towards that tier three, tier two, and tier one to help them to grow. So we have interventions for all three of those areas. So hence, we've conceptualized the need for having listened to the small, medium, and micro companies. They need export credit agency support. So they get some form of export finance. So we're developing the Barbados Exim Bank so that those at that lower level that need the cash flow support, the export credit agency can help them fulfill their orders overseas, help them to meet the customer needs overseas while they repatriate the funds back into Barbados. We find the need for innovation. Lots of innovation is needed within the tier three area. And ironically, those in that design space also fall within tier three, tier two, and tier one. So the data that we have is showing us where the need is, and it's showing us who needs that support. And we find that that need is around the what we call the export-oriented small businesses. Those are the ones that need a great deal of support.
There is an area here where the performance has not been that stellar, and that has to do with the ocean economy. It has remained flat between 2017 and now.
We will say it's two things. We have a lot of data gaps. So while we know for sure, for example, yellowfin tuna is exported from Barbados every day, the data on the yellowfin tuna does not filter through to our system at this point in time. So while it may be at the higher level with customs and reflected at that, it is then lumped in aggregately. So in our certified exports, what we are pushing for through a new platform that is soon going to be launched in conjunction with the ASICUDA program that customs use, we'll be able to capture the data of exactly what is being exported. So for example, you may find that it may be going out in the domestic exports, but it's being captured in a category that does not reflect that it is an ocean export. That's on one area. The other thing that has impacted, we would have had a company called Doyle Sales located in St. Philip that before COVID would have been exporting a significant volume of sales, boat sales. And since COVID, we found that the Chinese came into that particular space with the boat sales. St. Lucia, Antigua also began to push their, and Grenada pushed their ocean economy in a very aggressive way. So we saw a dip here. But what we have begun to do is to do significant innovations in that ocean space. So we're now growing our own sea moss and Barbados, not seaweed. And there's significant export potential for sea moss in terms of how it creates value-add products for pharmaceuticals, nutraceuticals, and also for food processing as well.
This has been Sagicor's Early Business.
Don't shortchange your retirement.
Your retirement might still be years away, but it's never too early to start saving towards it.
Let Sagicor use its 180 years of experience to help you develop a plan to get your money working as hard as you do.
Call your Sagicor advisor or visit Sagicor.com to learn how we can help you plan your retirement. Sagicor, wise financial thinking for life.